This is a Museum Minute. In the late 1930s, the U.S. selected the M1 Grand as its new service rifle, but Danny Michael, the assistant curator at the Cody Firearms Museum, says this was quite the controversial decision.
Melvin Johnson had been one of the primary opponents of the M1 Grand adoption. He was designing a rifle that could go head-to-head, and he was hoping for that Army contract. So his rifle was in the test, Winchester's rifle in the test, and the Army rifle was, the M1 was in the test. And these three guns went head-to-head. They tested everything they could think of. And in the end, the Grand still proved to be the best gun. You know, they were all kind of close, but really what everyone saw was that there are really marginal differences, practically speaking, and the Army probably had made the right choice.
This Minute was produced at the Center of the West in Cody.